Now, this target study, the randomization is against what, conventional external beam radiation therapy?
Yes, it's conventional whole breast radiation versus intraoperative radiation.
And how many patients have you actually treated on that study and had them randomized to the intraoperative treatment?
Well, we've randomized 50 patients now, 25 or 24 to intraoperative radiotherapy. And overall, I believe worldwide there's about 10 or 15 centers doing it, and there's around 800 patients randomized now.
Can you talk about the device itself, where exactly it, you know, comes from, and the procedure?
Right. The device is called the IntraBeam, and it's manufactured by Zeiss, or they're the company that sells it. And it's a photon radiotherapy system. So it's not electrons. It's a low-dose radiation therapy. The physicists claim that because you give this low dose over, say, a 30 to sometimes 40-minute period in the operating room, that it's the equivalent of, for example, what Professor Veronese gives, which is electrons, 21 gray, in 2 minutes. Because this is given in 30 or 40 minutes, they say it's biologically equivalent. Now, I think it remains to be proven whether this is true, but the reports I've heard are that so far there are very, very few local recurrences. But in the local recurrence business, we have to be patient because they don't happen,
sure,
you know, overnight.
And there are not that many of them.
Yeah, right.
So what exactly do you do when you do the procedure?
So what we do is we plan out a standard lumpectomy, whatever that's going to be. Some people do big wide excisions the way we do. We do a lot of oncoplastic surgery. Others do smaller excisions. Once the tumor's out, we do specimen radiography in two views to make sure that the margins look clear. Because the one thing we don't want to discover is 2 or 3 days later, we've irradiated and the margins are positive. But we can come back to that in a minute. So we do the best we can to get widely clear margins intraoperatively and feel secure about that. Then what we do is a very interesting thing. We undermine the breast off the chest wall and we put in a protective device. It's a tungsten impregnated silicone, which protects the chest wall so that there is no radiation to the muscle and no radiation to the underlying lung or heart. That's completely eliminated with this technique. Then the second thing we do is we undermine the skin so we can place sutures and retract the skin. And that solves a big problem that we have with the balloon radiotherapy. With the balloon radiotherapy, with the balloon in, there's got to be a minimum of 5 and probably more likely 7 millimeters of good tissue or you're going to injure the skin.
Right.
Okay, we don't have that problem because we retract the skin and we protect the chest wall. And then what we do is we suture together the bottom of the breast, bring an adapter, which is a round ball, into the hole, and then suture the remaining breast tissue around the round ball. So all the breast tissue comes in around this round ball, just like balloon radiotherapy. Then we use an ultrasound to make sure that there are no air gaps and so on and so forth. And then we connect it up to the machine, turn it on for a prescribed amount of time. There's a radiation physicist in the operating room. You can then step out and, you know, call your wife or your kids. And
put it in the microwave, in other words.
And we just turn it on, walk out of the room, and the anesthesiologist stays there. The amount of x-ray is low and it's soft, doesn't travel very far.
And how much does this add to the operative time?
I would say overall it adds about an hour. That's the undermining, suturing, the actual 25 to 40 minutes of treatment, then taking all that stuff out.
How about post-operative recovery? Pretty much the same? Or
it's like we didn't do it.
Really?
We've seen one red breast for about 5 days after this treatment and no other complications whatsoever.
Interesting.
So it's incredibly appealing. And then the patient's done with her local treatment. So she goes to chemotherapy without wrestling with, oh, should I do chemo first? Should I do radiation therapy first? I mean, she goes to chemotherapy and deals with that.